Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
What did you say to Zach after the game?
You know, just to believe in himself and to shake this one off there. And I promise you, it's not going to be the hardest game he's ever played. So he's got to pick himself up and just get ready for the next one.
Historically, Bill Belichick obviously has a history of taking care of young quarterbacks a little bit. I mean, did you see some of that? Did they throw new wrinkles that Zach hadn't seen before?
No, there was. They do a good job. They're one of the best man coverage teams in football, and there's a lot of. I'm sure there's a few throws that Zach wants back, obviously, but there was nothing schematically that our offense wasn't prepared for.
What do you attribute to the four interceptions then?
Like I said, he was off a little bit. First one over the middle to Corey, obviously tip ball and man coverage with pressure in his face. Second one on the boot, a little bit high drop. Third one, I believe, was to Elijah Moore. Again, he didn't put the zip on the ball that he needed to. And then on the last one, just, you know, it's second and it was whatever down it wasn't forever. And you just got to take checkdowns, take yards, concede the series darn near, and you throw one up and odds are that's what's going to happen.
Sorry, Coach.
That's okay.
Coach, do you think he lost confidence during the game? Was he more tentative or anything like that?
No, he was fine. He had a great look in his eyes. He was good in conversation. It wasn't like he was overwhelmed. There's just some fundamental things that he's got to understand with regards to obviously taking care of the ball and basic stuff. I mean, you felt like we played we showed up to play. I thought our guys played their butts off, but when you lose the turnover battle 4-0, it's impossible. It's hard enough to win this game, win in this league, when the turnover battle's even. When it's down 4, it's darn near impossible.
Trevor, you talked before the season about, you said it early August, this was going to be a roller coaster type experience. It was going to be pull your hair out moments. So what do you attribute some of the poor decisions he made to?
I don't know. Those are things we're going to have to go look at. But, you know, there's when you have a rookie quarterback and, you know, and they have a rookie quarterback too. I mean, shoot, it's just having confidence that it's okay to play a boring game of football. You know, that's really it. And he is an electric dude. He's competitive as crap. He wants to win so bad. But, you know, that sometimes it's okay to be boring. And that's probably the biggest lesson that we can take out of this one.
Robert, were they doing something to take Corey Davis away? Didn't have as much drops.
Like I said, no. It was man coverage. Did they lean a plug or two? I'm sure. But it wasn't anything exotic at all.
Did you talk to Zachary? I mean, there was a couple times there late in the fourth quarter where he missed some throws and the booze rained down. Did you talk to him at all about hearing that during his, you know?
No, I don't think anyone heard that. I'll be honest, when that stuff's happening, I don't think players are really focusing on any of that. If you heard it, they're built in a way to keep moving.
Did you ever consider pulling him, Robert?
No.
Do you think the early call that looked like it was a fumble changed the tune of the game at some point?
No, I mean, anytime you know, the refs have a hard job too. They got a lot of stuff that they have to look at. So I understand missing some things, but you know, it's a hypothetical, and who knows, right?
As a defensive coach, the play that probably sticks in your stomach is the Harris touchdown where it looked like half the team had a shot at him. Can you just describe your opinion on that play?
A heck of a job by the young man running the football. Broke a lot of tackles. We got to be better, obviously, take the extra step to make the tackle. But that kid ran with drive and desire, and credit to him.
Robert, with 6 minutes left, the decision to kick the field goal, was that just simply to make it a two-score game at that point?
Yeah, at that point. To make it a two-score game, it was a three-possession game no matter how you cut it, and at that point, it was strictly to make it a two-score game, give us a chance.
Obviously, you're going on the road next week to play a really tough defense. How do you make sure that this doesn't snowball with a kid who, for better or worse, plays with a lot of emotion, and that's part of his deal? So how do you make sure that this sort of doesn't snowball?
I don't think it will. You know, he's a young man full of confidence, especially when he goes and watches the tape and he sees what, and he's got a chance to hit the rewind button and just kind of learn from everything that just happened. He's a young man full of resolve, and I just know when he sees the tape, he's going to learn a ton off of this experience.
Robert, your defense actually held up pretty well today. What were some of the keys in slowing them down?
A great job by the D in terms of just the mindset, the no-quit mindset. It's deflating when you take the field off of a sudden change. But I thought CJ showed up. All of them showed up. JFM, Rankins, Quinnen, they played hard, and there was no quit. Even that last drive over there in the fourth quarter, ball on the five, first and goal, every reason to quit, and they turned up. And so tremendous job by them. And if we get effort like that, we're going to win a lot of games.
A couple of pregame decisions. It appeared to be that Crowder was trending toward playing. Why was he inactive?
He just with his groin, flared up on him a little bit there on Friday, and that set him up.
And then the decision for Mims to be inactive, Robert, what went into that?
Same thing that we've talked about. When you're getting down, when you're looking at your fourth, fifth receivers, You've got to be reliable in regards to multiple positions. You've got to be able to play special teams. Just talking to the coaching staff, obviously at that point when you're getting to that part of the roster, you're looking at Brant first, and Denzel is a starting gunner, made a heck of a play on punt, and then you get to the just the ability to play multiple positions in the event somebody gets hurt. So Denzel, he had a really good week of work, and he's just got to continue to build on what he did and just understand that there's special teams involved. There's the Z, the X, if he can capitalize off of what he did this week, I don't anticipate this being much longer, but at the same time, I don't see Jeff and Keelan and all those guys relenting. So they're every bit of being deserving of being on the football field too. So it's a good problem to have all these receivers fighting for a position to be on the active. But again, Denzel he'll get there.
I think people look at him and say he's not going to learn multiple positions overnight, and he's not going to learn how to be really good on special teams overnight. So how is he going to find a role?
That's really up to him. I mean, it's because as much as we talk about that, there's still Jeff Smith in the equation. There's still Keelan. There's still Crowder. There's still Berrios. There's guys who are putting in the work every day, and he's got to be better than those guys. And that's the bottom line. Like, you got to, we're an organization where it doesn't matter. You have to earn your keep. You have to earn your playing time. And it would behoove everybody if we looked at Jeff Smith and all those guys who are putting in that work too, and not to say that he's not, but he's got to be better than them, and as soon as that happens, he'll be active.
Your O-line took a lot of heat in the past week, Robert. Were you happy with the way they bounced back today with 150 yards rushing, and the sack numbers kind of got skewed at the end there, but for the most part they held?
I thought our O-line came out and did a really nice job, established the line of scrimmage. We were moving the ball in the first half, you got to take care of the ball. I think we got into the red zone a couple of times. We're held to a field goal once, turned it over another. We kept getting down there and just missing on opportunities. But that's what, veteran teams take advantage of costly mistakes. But we had our ops. There's no excuse, and we got to be better.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.